The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus went through one town and village after another, teaching as he made his way to Jerusalem. Someone asked him, "Lord, will only a few be saved?" Jesus said to them, "Strive to enter through the narrow door, for many, I tell you, will try to enter and will not be able. When once the owner of the house has got up and shut the door, and you begin to stand outside and to knock at the door, saying, 'Lord, open to us,' then in reply he will say to you, 'I do not know where you come from.' Then you'll begin to say, 'We ate and drank with you and taught in our streets.' But the Lord will say, 'I do not know where you come from. Go away from me, all you evildoers. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth when you see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets of the kingdom of God, and you yourselves thrown out. Then people will come from east and west, from north and south, and will eat in the kingdom of God. Indeed, some are last will be first, and some are first will be last.'" The Gospel of the Lord. If we are truly paying attention to this gospel, our Lord clearly says here that not everyone will be saved. Not everyone will enter into eternal life, but only those who do the will of his heavenly Father. It is a perennial temptation to think that those who, in some sense, pay attention to God or practice the faith are automatically saved. Is especially a temptation in our time in the Western developed world. I think that everyone goes to heaven, except for perhaps those who are really evil like Hitler, but not me. Not, because the temptation is that those who generally practice the faith, or at least give lip service to God, pray every once in a while, they will be saved. Or it's a temptation among evangelical Protestants to say, "I have accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior." Take this out of the proper biblical context and say, "That is sufficient for me to be saved." When in the whole of the Bible, if we see what Jesus is actually saying, right here, some will say that he is Lord, but will not be saved because they do not do the will of God. Jesus said those who will be saved will do his will, the will of his Father, which is to follow and live the Ten Commandments and the teachings of Jesus, to love one another as he loved them, to love your neighbor as you love yourself. These are the great commandments of Jesus, God. But sadly, we know in our time, in most of Western cultures, these are lost sight of. There are certain spirits that are contrary to the teaching of God, written both in nature and revealed to us. There's a spirit of practical atheism coming from the modern mentality, was the spirit of materialistic consumerism and the spirit of totalitarianism. All these are contrary to the workings of God. Practical atheism arose from the modern mentality that we can fix things ourselves through science, through our practical reasoning, and spawn various ideologies such as Freemasonry, communism, and the totalitarian states. And the materialistic consumerism puts forth the idea that luxury and looking towards supporting people's material goods can bring you a certain salvation. All these things lead to what Pope Francis has called the throwaway culture, which even unborn children, sadly, are thrown away in this culture through abortion and in vitro fertilization, just like we throw away other products. In our time, we see we have been warned that we will be disciplined as good sons of the Lord. Disciplined to be purified so that we can understand truly the way of the Lord. These words have come to us through our Lord Jesus and his appearances to saints and through Mother Mary. Just over 100 years ago, Our Lady of Fatima appeared to the three children, and she gave them visions, calling them to repent, to take hold of the rosary, to do a reparation to our Lord in the Eucharist. Because many souls are falling into hell, especially because of unchastity. And the Heavenly Father is becoming very angry. We know since that time the world has not got better. And in that messages of Our Lady, she called to penance. Some souls took hold of this, but not entirely. As Our Lady spoke to Sister Lucia, she prophesied that unless the world repented, there would be another great war, as there was. World War II was to bring us purification and discipline. We didn't fully learn that lesson. And then she gave to Sister Lucia the third secret. If we understand this, the third secret of Fatima, revealed in 2000, it calls again for penance, penance, penance. The Lord, through his angel, has a flaming sword overlooking the world. And he said she saw a vision of many priests, bishops being martyred, and many lay people, which the future Pope Benedict, Cardinal Ratzinger, commented describing was the history of communism, how it did overcome many of the formerly Christian nations, and there were many martyrs. Sadly, we know that communism is arising again, very strong in China. We see it activating in Nicaragua and persecuting Catholics there in more places. The movement towards totalitarian control of states increasing is the font of communism. But this has been prophesied, that unless we repent, we would see this. In keeping with Fatima, Our Lady of Akita in Japan, in 1973, an approved apparition said, if men do not repent and better themselves, the Father will inflict a terrible punishment on all humanity, with punishment greater than the deluge, such as one has never seen before. Fire will fall from the sky and will wipe out a great part of humanity. The work of the devil will infiltrate even into the church in such a way that one will see cardinals opposing cardinals, bishops against bishops. Priests who venerate will be scorned and opposed. The demon will be especially strong against consecrated souls, that is, religious. We see this in our time, sadly, in the demonic scandals of the priests and religious, which has risen with the sexual revolution. We should understand that. That has gotten worse because of the general cultures of the West, which has given in to unchastity. See, we priests and bishops do not arise from nothing. We arise from the cultures in which we live in, from families, from the people of God. So it is the fruits of the bad living of the people of God, the church here on earth. These scandals are just the fruits of the rest of the faithful, so we all need to repent. This is what the Lord is calling us to. If we have eyes to see and ears to hear, we can recognize that the Lord is no longer regarded in the developed West. It's different in different parts of the world, such as Africa and Asia, where many are coming into the Catholic faith, taking hold of the traditional faith. Our times, as I said, have been prophesied. In the 17th century, another sister, Venerable Mother Mariana Jesus of Torres, predicted a time such as ours. And was entered into praying and suffering for our time. She foresaw a time in which the anointing of the sick would be little esteemed, people would die without it, the sacrament of matrimony would be attacked, profaned in the fullest sense of the world, that holy orders would be ridiculed, that the ministers of the Lord would be persecuted, that there would be unbridled luxury, innocence will almost no longer be found in the children, nor modesty in women. We can see this all around us now. In my own experience as a priest, I see fewer and fewer people come asking for anointing the sick when they're dying, because it might offend the dying people who might be afraid, or the families don't have any regards for the graces of it. Or sadly now, in the time of COVID, I've seen so people so afraid of COVID that they ended up dying from cancer or heart attacks or strokes because they're afraid of having a priest come to them that they might get COVID. And with matrimony, if fewer and fewer young people are getting married, or even especially married sacramentally, they don't see the reason for it. And we can see, since the sexual revolution, we have separated the understanding of marriage from procreation, that the image of marriage is being distorted as created by God between a male and a female, coupled with the idea of unbridled liberty and freedom. We now have the mentality that you can choose your own understanding of marriage and family, choose your own gender, and that we have so many distortions then of how we understand marriage and family. As it was given to Sister Lucia, she told Cardinal in 1981, "The last great battle of our time will be over marriage and family. It is unfolding in our time now." We see these distortions. We see the church among Catholics being more and more persecuted. But take hope. The Lord calls us to penance and to enter into discipline so that he can purify the world and bring about the era of peace, the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, which was promised to us. Now we can perhaps alleviate some of the tribulations, as it has seemed it didn't happen earlier. However, any tribulations, wars, difficulties that come, we should understand a part of the loving hand of the Lord to bring us discipline, to bring us in union with the Lord, to bring about the purification of the world. Know that the Lord, as a good father, disciplines his children in this way, as he did with Israel, to bring them, to purify them from the idols of the past and open up the way to the Messiah. In our time, we are in need of discipline. If you have eyes to hear, eyes to see, ears to hear, we can recognize this. People have not repented to the COVID pandemic. People are not turning in great ways to the Lord. They're living as if God does not exist. So we should expect that there will be more discipline, especially in the developed West, as we are living in luxury in comparison to the rest of the world, living on the idea that our material luxury, technology, the government control can fix and control things. This is an illusion. But know that beyond this, the Lord has a plan that each one of us is called to enter into, to trust in the Lord, to take hold of that rosary, pray it every day, to fix yourself to the pillar of the Eucharistic Lord and Mother Mary that will pull you to safe harbor, Jeter to sacrifice and prayer for others, and to be a person of self-giving and self-sacrificing. This is to run contrary to the consumeristic mentality that whatever comes, whatever difficulties and challenges you face, to be a person that gives yourself over to others, to be generous, not selfish, to give what little you may have to others, to share and to help, to live the commandment of Christ, to love one another as He has loved you, to love your neighbor as yourself, to continue to live the Ten Commandments. And we know through any discipline the Lord will bring about purification. This is our promise. This is our hope. That we will see in our time people coming from the east, the west, the north, and the south, as they are already starting to do that in places such as Africa and Asia, that take hold of the faith that we in the west are throwing away, and to build a new Christendom, a new kingdom of God here on earth in some ways, that will be a sign of peace, a sign of joy to our Lord. We wait for this time and we pray and seek penance in this time of purification before the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.